I recently asked you what commitments you're willing to make to achieve your goals. I'm now going to ask you, what commitments are you willing to make to ensure that you're actually staying on track with doing what you said you would do?
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to day 10 of the Reset Challenge, 10th of July 2020 for those doing this in real time. I want to talk about journaling today, and I know that this is a topic that challenges a lot of people. I regularly get kickback on this, or pushback would be a better word, to say, oh, I've never really liked journaling, etc. You know, like, whatever. You might view it as something you don't like doing. You might view it as a weakness. I don't know. But maybe it's just that you haven't given it enough of a go. The truth for me is, if you're not constantly assessing and reassessing where you're at, then you can't be incredibly shocked when you are where you're at, because you're not doing anything. You're not putting anything in place to control it. Now, journaling doesn't have to be the form of dear diary, this is what happened today, this is how I'm feeling, etc. It could just be as simple as taking a few notes. Journaling is incredibly powerful. Like, just do some Google searches on the power of this stuff. Look into psychological assessments around it. There is so much evidence to prove that when we put pen to paper in particular, that we create this connection, this neuroconnection in our brain that helps embed what it is that we're trying to achieve. What I'm challenging you, being that it's a Friday, is how has your week gone and what's my week ahead look like? Now, I like to do all of that on a Sunday as a rule, but on a Friday, I just like to write down a few little notes about how the week has actually gone so that I can spend the weekend relaxing, and then on Sunday, I'll plan forward for the week ahead. That's what I like to do. Now, I've had a few people already saying that I don't have the time to do all of this stuff, and that's okay. If you don't have the time to put into your future, and I hate to sound tough on this, but if you don't have the time to put into your future, then you've got to be okay with where you're currently at. You've got to be okay with where you'll end up in a year and in 5 years and in 10 years' time, because you're not doing anything to change it. Now, if you're willing to do something to change it, you're still going to be okay with where you're at in a year, 5 years and 10 years' time, because you are actively constructing that, because you're reacting to the results you're getting, to the notes that you're taking through the journaling process. So when you're a little bit off track, you bring yourself on track, because the action you're taking isn't getting the result that you want, so you can change the action to get a different result, and so it goes. You slowly bring yourself onto target. So my suggestion for you, I'm trying to get away from telling you what to do all the time because that's not what the show is about, but my suggestion for you is to start each day and finish each day with a journal. Gratitude, what's going well, what you plan to do, etc. Write two or three things in the morning. Write two or three things in the afternoon. In the morning, this is what I intend to do today, and this is the plan. Of an afternoon, this is how I went. At the end of the week, give yourself a rating of, you know, zero being terrible and five being fantastic, or whatever your scale wants to be, of how your week went, how you felt physically, mentally, and emotionally, you know, because you're looking at improving yourself across all three platforms. I want to highlight to you, and I've said this numerous times, and it's a road I'm really going down at the moment, that you cannot be a high performer in one area and not perform in other areas and consider yourself a high performer. To be considered a high performer, you have to be willing to improve across the board, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So rate yourself 1 to 5 on all three of those. Now, I'm not saying rate yourself every day. I like to do that at the end of the week. What was this week like? Some weeks are going to be tougher than others. Some weeks you're going to get news that you just don't want to get. Some weeks, you know, someone's going to die in your family and you're not going to feel great. And that is totally acceptable. But there are other times when you don't feel great and you're not even sure why. Those are the times where you want to arrest those situations, take control of them and go, what can I do? How can I come out the other side of this? Now, if it's a personal thing, of course you go, well, someone's passed away, this does hurt and I have to be okay with this hurting. I get why I'm here. But if you don't know why you're here and you're not willing to ask those questions of yourself, how can you improve? So at the end of every week, what went well and what didn't go well? What could I do differently next week? And on a Sunday, just write a few notes on, this is my intention going into the next week. Try journaling. Just because it hasn't worked in the past doesn't mean it won't work again. Commit yourself to it. What commitment are you willing to make? Commit yourself to it and see if you can't get a different result. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.